and
take out that. Grab your staff or something.
And if something was passed to you, or if the office passed something to you, you didn't ordinarily eat, you'd say,
I don't care for it.
And something that, say, has been left over from dinner, and you would eat supper, say, it's just been put on the stove and
warmed over.
Did they use much tobacco when you were little?
Yeah, my dad used it.
Did he smoke?
He chewed. My mother even smoked. Pipes, stone pipes.
Well, now, you mentioned some pipes just now. How was that fixed?
Well, I just let it get cold and stand overnight and then fry the mush for breakfast. To me.
I mean, was it boiled?
Yeah, it was cooked in the broth. That's the best way to fix it. A lot of people cooked it in salt and water, you know, and then let it sit till next morning or whenever they wanted to use it and slice it off and fry it. But it's a lot better if you cook it in that pork or any kind of broth.
Well, now, do you have something about the same thickness of mush that you sometimes maybe ground your corn a little coarser than ordinarily and boil that up and eat for breakfast? But if you take the lye from the ashes, you put the corn in that to get the hulls off.
Mm-hmm. Get all that skin off and then wash it and wash it and wash it and then put it on and cook it and then drain that off of it. And wash it, wash it again. It takes a lot of washing and a lot of...
What do you call that?
Hominy.
Now, things like beans and peas and carrots and all such as that, what would you call them?
Vegetables.
And where would you raise your vegetables?
Garden.
In other words, garden when you...
A truck pack.
Garden always meant vegetables.
Yes.
If you had flowers, you'd have to say flower garden.
Yeah.
Well, now, what would you eat on your pancakes?
Sorghum molasses, back then.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I'd
eat it on my
pancakes. Anything else besides the sorghum molasses that you could get around here?
Well, you can get maple syrup.
Did you always call it maple syrup?
No, what was the name you used to have for that?
You never call it tree molasses.
Tree molasses, yeah. Oh, they were another. Tree molasses. More than any other name to them, so.
Well, now, the kind of tree that you would tap if you were making this, tree molasses.
It'd be a sugar tree.
Very good. And if a man had a lot of sugar trees on his place, you'd say he's got him
a sugar cane.
And now somebody's trying to sell you some of this tree molasses and says, this ain't any of that imitation stuff. It's the
purest maple syrup. The sugar tree molasses.
And somebody's talking about some leather, like a belt or something like that. That it isn't either in an imitation cowhide, it's a...
horse hide?
I mean, it's not imitation horse hide.
It's a pure leather?
Shoot. Start to give you a peach. You say, I don't want a peach, Chef.
I want the apples. My mother used to dry a lot of apples.